It would have been something to see were it not for Thursday's bad weather. Parachutists jumping out of the back of an airplane over Eastern Channel, a huge Canadian helicopter hovering over the salt water as a Coast Guard boat bobs underneath. But the snow had other plans. The aircraft from Vancouver Island, along with the Coast Guard's own MH-60 helicopter, managed to get up in the air for a little while on Thursday, but as the snowflakes moved in and visibility moved out, they returned to Air Station Sitka and put the training exercises on hold. Before they took off, Lieutenant Chris Enochson walked me through the hangar at Air Station Sitka.
So here's our helicopters, and you could just see the sheer size difference between the aircraft that we're using and their search and rescue helicopter.
The Coast Guard Jayhawk is dwarfed by the Canadian Cormorant, a huge yellow chopper with three engines, a ramp coming off the back, and a series of windows on both sides. The word rescue is emblazoned in English, and underneath it, the same in French, sauvetage. What the Coast Guard might call a rescue swimmer, Enochson says, the Canadian Air Force calls a SAR tech, or search and rescue technician.
The fact that they have SAR techs that are capable of doing a larger envelope of work by doing paradrops and working in two-man teams, there's a lot to be gained from the two different, and they have a lot to gain from our swimmers who work pretty much independently.
And because of Alaska's proximity to Canada, Enochson says there's a high probability that the two organizations will end up working together at some point in time.
It's great to have that camaraderie that we know their techniques and their capabilities, and they know our techniques and our capabilities.
Outside the hangar, the huge Buffalo plane, also yellow, also emblazoned with the maple leaf and the word rescue in two languages, is waiting to go. It also has a back ramp, which is hanging wide open, and inside you can see all kinds of rescue gear, including snowshoes.
A big portion of their search and rescue is inland, so these guys will jump out and be in the middle of Canada, up in the mountains. They do a lot of rescues of plane crashes and lost hikers, and so they leave the aircraft with an enormous amount of equipment.
Captain Dave Stubbs is navigator of the Canadian CC-115 Buffalo. He says the chance to train with military from another country happens regularly, but not often.
It's probably limited to about twice a year is where we can go out and do some combined training. I mean, there's lots of different people who do the same job, so we share that experience around. So this time it got to be my turn to come up and do this, but yeah, sometime next time it's going to be another person who gets to come and do it.
And Stubbs agrees that doing this training now could make a big difference later.
In real operations, at some point we're going to have to work together when, you know, in the dark of night and stormy seas and stuff like that, we're going to have to work together. And so getting these training opportunities to come together and work now in a training environment will just open lines of communication and enable us to get those missions done down the road.
Out on the ramp, the U.S. Jayhawk lifts off first. It circles around and hovers near the end of the runway so a film crew from the Weather Channel can capture the takeoff of the Buffalo. The Jayhawk follows it down the runway, then circles around again to do the same for the Canadian chopper. The aircraft did spend a little time in the air, and Thursday's training exercises didn't entirely work out, but there's always next time, and for now, at least a glimpse of how rescues happen on the other side of the border. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.